This is Skylog Family.
Oh.
Hi, good morning. Do you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit. I can't.
Can't really hear me. This is Kaya with Family First Care in regards to, I think it's your mom, services?
Yeah, Annie Hardy.
Yes, yes. Okay. So I see here that you applied a while ago, and now you're calling back. You want to continue with the process?
Yes.
Right, and I think I spoke with you yesterday, and you provided me with your brother's number, right?
Yes.
So I called your brother and left a text message. There was no answer. Is this something I can discuss with you, or it has to be with your brother?
It all depends. If his paperwork stuff is him, you got to talk because he's handling all the stuff.
Okay, so all the paperwork pretty much is with, like, assessments where they go down to your mom's home, and they'll do it with her. So he doesn't really need to be paperwork. It's just that I just need to confirm that she doesn't really make an income more than $2,900 a month.
No, she doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
She's been working a long time.
Fine. Perfect. So financially, she should be eligible. The next step to moving along the process is I would give you the broker's number of the first assessment. The first step is to have an assessment with the broker and with your mom. So that number, I wish I can call for you, but it can't be. It has to be either you or the patient. Okay?
So I can see that. Okay, mom. She started to talk to people. She gets her words mixed up. It's hard for her to try to get it together.
Okay, so you can probably talk on her behalf since you're her son.
All right, hold on. Let me get something right there. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm ready. So you want to write down the number?
Yeah, that's what I was getting, the pen and paper.
Okay, 877.
Yeah. 550. Okay.
4227.
So all I need is to talk to them?
Mm-hmm. And you just let them know you want to book the first assessment. They'll give you the date and time of when that's going to be booked for. Now, if you can text me to the same number you've been texting me with the date and time of that assessment so I can follow up with you then, okay?
So they're going to help me get – they either need to talk to my mom or me, so they can talk to me. So I just
right.
need –
So
ask
when they give you the date and time of the assessment, you text that to me, and I'll follow up with you after that.
Okay.
Now,
right.
when they come down to your mom's home, they will give you a paper to fill out by your mom's doctor. Now, I know it's hard, you know, taking your mom to the doctor and things. I can set up for you where a telehealth.
I do have a doctor's note. Let them know what's going on with her.
Okay, so this form is they're going to – right. So this is a separate thing. They're going to need this form filled out for the process. I can have one of our doctors call your mom over the phone or call you. I'll put their – it doesn't need to be the mom. It could be you. They'll get the information from you. They'll send the form over to us, and we'll send it to the county. Instead of you going to the doctor and sending it to the county, we can do that all for you. Do you want me to do that for you?
Yes, please, because it's kind of hard for me to get out.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to put your number down. So just make sure to answer the phone calls and then call the broker as soon as we get off the phone, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, amazing.
Anything else?
No, that would be it. Just text me and keep me updated, okay?
Okay, I'll call them as soon as I talk to them.
Amazing. Perfect. Bye-bye.